last night was just fucked. I mean, I tried to... I don't know if it was like frustration out of this whole head cold thing. I am actually convinced now that what it is that I've got some kind of virus or some kind of throat thing or something. Ever since I had those three teeth taken out, right? The three, you know, to tidy up my teeth. I don't know if that released something or infected something, but whatever this sort of... I normally have this thing where when I get hay fever and asthma and all that sort of stuff, I lick the roof of my mouth. It's like this constant sort of like addiction to do it. It's like some kind of, I don't know, freakish zombie shit. And I think that that rash is actually some kind of viral thing that I've had for a while now. And indirectly, it affects my sinuses. So this head cold, this constant head cold, is triggered by that. My sinuses are all inflamed, and that's what it is. Now, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's just been water. Literally, I've been blowing my nose, it's just been water. The last couple of days, it's been a lot more heavy than that, which is good. It means something's getting released, but it's been... I've had it ages. I actually feel pretty worried about it. But I ring up the doctors every day at 8 o'clock in the morning, because you can't ring them up before that. You have to ring them up at 8 o'clock in the morning is when they open the phone line. And from if you get it wrong, if you miss it, you just don't get through. You don't get through, and then 20 minutes later, you try and can't get in. You can only get emergency bookings. That's the only way they do it. So one, I hate that about living around here, that I just can't get in to see a doctor. I shouldn't complain too much about it, because I wasn't going to have a moan, but I just wanted to get this off my chest, I guess. As I want to get it out of my head, not just my chest. It affects what I do. It affects what I do. I can't focus for more than a couple of hours because of just this pounding head pressure, this compression, brain compression. And I had every plan to get up this morning at 6:30, 7 o'clock, before it got hot, go for a walk, stroke, run, stroke, exercise, and Ella woke up about 12:30, bad nightmare or whatever it might have been, got in bed with us, wasn't sleeping, bought a dolly with her, which I was, dolly kept on getting whacked in the side of my head. Here, look, here's dolly. Yeah, that's what you want at 12:30 at night, isn't it? Yeah, I really want to look at the dolly. I do. I want to look at the dolly. Of course I want to look at it. I don't want to sleep. I don't need to sleep. So I went into the spare room and I was sort of tossing and turning for hours. I looked at the clock. It was 4, then 5. So I've had about 5 hours kip. So I'm sort of, I'm not giving in or being defeatist. I'm just firing coffee into me instead. I'm just like literally gone the opposite way now. I'm sort of attacking it with defiance. I've got two major things to do today and I'm going to do them. But I've found myself this morning doing little bits of piecework to sidestep it, go round it. Oh yeah, I'll sort of commit to it in a minute. And I've convinced myself over the last couple of weeks that I can do that and that's fine. And I've got to break that mould. I've got to break that mould fast. Because things have changed. You know, I was thinking about it earlier on today. You know, from where I literally went to work at the council, and this booze all over the place again. And I've gone from being an operator to a creative. And the reason why that happened is because the tools to allow me to be a creative now exist, or have existed for the last couple of years. And so it's been an experimental zone for me as to what area of my creative nature do I want to monopolize on? Which one do I actually feel comfortable in? And I had a bit of a dabble with video blogging, and I still think video blogging is for me, because I am quite creative in a video editor, but I also know I need to up my game on the video editor. So I need to go and get some proper training for that. On the flip side, I know I'm quite a social cat, and I think I'm quite good at sort of interpreting people's requirements and needs in terms of working together on a collaborative type thing. And yet at the same time, I'm getting pushed towards or pulled towards, like, I'm more of a people person in terms of, you know, that whole support network thing. Twitter has grown for me to the point where it's, and this is unfortunate, it's less about conversation for me, which I really miss, because I used to converse a lot with a lot of people on Twitter, and they seem to have gone off and doing other things. And then it sort of turned into a broadcast mechanism, and that's all well and good, but I actually really, really like the one-to-one, the interaction, you know? Because that's when you get the real feedback. So I've been a bit sort of in the mire as to what direction to take. I know that I've got to get these four or five projects up that I want to get up, because I feel the urgency in me to just say, right, there you go, that's what I do, these are the things that I'm maintaining. And I actually feel like minimizing everything. You know, I want to get rid of the house. I want to be able to be flexible, nimble, agile, to be able to say, right, come on, me, you, Ella, we're flying over here, we're going to here, we're going to spend 4 or 5 days here. You know, I've got my laptop. You know, I'm even considering selling the MacBook Pro and the Mac Pro, and just buying a new one, buying a mobile unit. Hang on a minute. Baked potatoes timer is kicking in. Yes, I'm that organised. I've got baked potatoes in tin foil in the oven cooking, so they'll be ready in about an hour. Yeah, so I just want to be agile and nimble enough. I mean, like, I don't know about you, but I probably shouldn't look at the... I probably shouldn't worry about the economy and what goes on around. I mean, I should, but I shouldn't be, like, constantly thinking of exit strategies to life in terms of where we're going to go and what we're going to do. But I think when you get too complacent about where you stand in the whole demographic of life, if you just exist, then you can wake up 30 or 40 years later and go, what the fuck? You know? And yesterday was a real wake-up call, spending the day with Ella again, because we don't spend enough time together alone. We had a great time, went over the park. She's such a clever little girl, and she's got so much love in her. And it's just like, yes, that is exactly what I need to cultivate. I need to cultivate not just my daughter's love and be around her and support her, but that's what I can do incredibly easily. And I need to be utilized in that way in a job role, you know? So, yeah, a lot going through my mind. It's a very complex world, my mind. Depending on the mood it wakes up in, depends on what kind of content you get out of it. All I do know is that organization and management skills have got to go up. I don't know if I told you this, well, I probably didn't, but I... my mum came over and we arranged to go and have dinner, and we did that because she was going to be away for a birthday. God, this is random, boo. And I forgot her birthday, basically. And she was really annoyed, but she didn't let on until we went round there. And she didn't say anything until we were about to leave, which was cool, because it's normally the other way around, and then we're upset while we're staying around there. And I'm not going to make excuses. Well, I sort of am. I'm making excuses for it, but that's what we do as men. She basically came round and I said to her, you know, what do you want for your birthday? I don't want to buy you any sort of crud that you're not going to use. And she's bought this new caravan on the coast, beautiful caravan, big full-length thing. And I was thinking of something for that. And because I didn't do the catch-up, I know it's my mother, before you'll sit there going, it's your mum. But before all that, it was like, I don't know. I realised that I'd put things into boxes, and if it doesn't get to that box in the way that I thought it would, then I tend to just sort of ignore it, which is wrong, completely wrong. I'm crap with birthdays anyway. I don't even know Sam's. And I'm lucky to remember Ella's, and that's really, really bad. I'm so crap with dates and calendars and birthdays and all that shit. I've never been any good at that. You'd think somebody who can use a computer who's quite logical and straightforward in terms of, you know, linear, would be able to do it, but it just doesn't seem to be the case. So that upset me, because I'm a bit of a sensitive sod when it comes to all of this stuff. So that, combined with wanting to get rid of the house, with wanting to find another job, combined with trying to rejig my social apathy, has been a a challenge. On top of that, having fucking hay fever and this viral thing and this head cloud, I feel like Joe and the volcano. I don't know if you've seen Joe and the volcano, where he goes into the doctors and he's got a brain cloud, or he makes out he's got a brain cloud. And he's like, life is like put on hold, and he's like, right, well, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? He ends up dancing on some fucking, on some bags in the middle of the Pacific, which actually I think I quite enjoy. Anyway, just needed to get that off my chest. Virtual post-it note, going out there for the world to consume, aggregate, compartmentalise, dissect, analyse, talk about, ignore. Any more words in the dictionary I can think of? Probably not. Right, time to do another audio boo. And crack on with this work, you fucking apathetic fucktard.